from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, look, I went into it really wanting to see the run game, see if they could clean up just the immediate penetration, the run throughs, the guys getting pushed into the lap of the running back. And what I saw was more of that, obviously, but the pass protection was not good today. I think today was a tough day for the offensive line. From a pass protection standpoint, whether it was guys just getting beat, and either getting beat or blown assignment. You can't tell when you're watching. Or just guys, the pocket just getting collapsed around C.J. Stroud. It was a rough day for the starting offensive line for the Houston Texans and in both departments. You know, I thought it was if I had to pick one unit that won the day today, I thought the Rams defensive line won the day. If we're just talking units, just if we're talking position groups, you know, O-lines, D-lines, secondaries, receivers, like all in all, I thought when the Texans had a really difficult time handling the Rams defensive front. And again, if we're not watching the film, you can't tell if it's blown assignments, if they're pressuring, if they're what, but they had a really tough time handling them. And I'm going to tell you, the big fella that ain't been out there much, Tunsil, he ain't ready, y'all. He ain't ready.
That's not a good thing to.
Hello.
He nigga need more time, and he needs some time, man.
You think he could
stand a couple series on Saturday?
Well, no, I wouldn't, obviously, but no. But the reality of it is, and I think he even maybe have mentioned it in his time with the press today.
Ready.
But he's not. He's not ready. I mean, he's coming out mid-drive when the ones are in there, you know.
Need it.
Now, to be fair, again, the Rams didn't exclude going hard against Laremy Tunsil. They were going hard on him too. I looked up at one point and Big Ton was getting up off the ground. Now he was on a run play. So they were overall, it wasn't a good day for the offensive line. And I think the one thing that jumped out individually was Laremy Tunsil's not ready. I mean not ready in a sense of just from a condition standpoint. Like I said, you look up and you're 3-4 plays into a drive with the ones and C.J. Stroud's
he's
out there.
Whipped.
And he's looking at the sideline, waving at Blake Fisher to get in there, tapping the helmet. Yeah, so.
Now, he wasn't out there just getting his ass kicked. But you're just
– I mean – Look, it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. And there was a couple of reps where, yeah, I would say he got in the run game
he
where
got
he got handled. Yeah. So I mean, it was Hey, look, it's football. That happens. And it's no alarm, no concerns.
And he hasn't been playing. He hasn't been playing.
Right. But the truth of the matter is right now, you got some guys that are in that huddle fighting their ass off. Now, again, Rams got the best of them today, but they're out there fighting their ass off, and they're not tapping their helmet four plays in, and the big fella was. So
speaking of that also up front, Kenyon Green has been passing every test, as we talked about.
Yeah.
He's got to get that bull rush thing under control. I've seen it with Foley. I've seen it with some of the guys here. And with the Rams, they were definitely taking advantage. There were a couple of plays where they kind of just had to blow it because the penetration from the inside was right there in CJ, and they just had to, all right, let's just stop. Let's just stop the play. Right. Let's stop the play. And that was something that happened on multiple occasions, just bull rush running through him. And that will get around, as that's what you can do to push the pocket on him. So he's got to get a handle and get a control of that. That's something we've seen multiple times during the
That the bad thing about that is then it just gets worse, right? Because you get Laramie comes out, and as you said, some of the time Kenyon Green was out, so you had your backup left guard, your backup left tackle in the game, and it just got worse from there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.